Listen and earn to the Profit Express with your host, Tim Healy. For over a decade, Tim has helped the Long Island business community create sales systems through sales system development, training, and coaching. Tim is also the president and owner of Healy Success Solutions. Get ready as we create big-time profits for your business today. Now, here's your host, Tim Healy.
Well, hello and welcome to the Profit Express. I am Tim Healy, and you are invited to join me each and every week as we tackle what's hot in business today, and I'm doing it just for you. Today's entrepreneur, today's small business owner right here on the Profit Express. So thank you for being on board. Thank you for listening. You can also catch us live on Facebook Live, and while you're on Facebook, you can also go to the Profit Express page. Give me a like, a thumbs up. Let me know what you thought about today's show. Guess you'd love to hear on the show. I will work at personally getting them on for you. And of course, you can follow me and the show as well on Twitter at Radio Tim Healy. That's at Radio Tim Healy. So thank you for listening. Now, if you are on the lookout for new ways to grow your brand and you want to learn more about influencer marketing and social media, then you are in luck today because my guest checks off all of the boxes. He is Cliff Morgan. He's the founder of Gamma Labs and G Fuel Energy Drinks for the online gaming market. So, how does the founder of an energy drink tap into the gaming market? Well, it takes a lot of hustle, it takes creativity, it takes an open mind. And it's actually a very good story that led him there. And it was when an initial $100,000 investment to have an MMA fighter sponsor their drink resulted in, let's say, less than stellar sales, they said, hey, you know what? It's time to reinvent this strategy. Well, enter the gaming market. What is the gaming market, you ask? Well, you know what? Essentially, it's people who play video games and they're playing at home, they're playing online in consoles, mobile devices. And it's an amazing industry and it's exploding. There are leagues. ESPN covers it. And there's professional gamers who have made in the millions playing video games. And the industry itself, it has amazing potential. There are over 70 million viewers worldwide who watch tournaments on television or streaming over the internet. And there's nearly 1 million people who are watching Twitch. Now, if you haven't heard of Twitch, it's been around for a few years, but it's still a relatively new social platform. So there's nearly 1 million people watching Twitch streams at any given moment. And even universities are getting in on the gaming action. Robert Morris University in Chicago is the first one that ever handed out athletic scholarships to pro gamers. Amazing stuff. Now, today's guest again, Cliff Morgan, came across an interesting idea to reinvent his brand. He simply handed out samples of his energy drink to gamers waiting online to buy the Call of Duty back in 2012 outside a series of GameStop stores. Now, what happened next was, quite frankly, it's a marketing case study, and that's why he's on the show. Cliff combined an exploding industry, rapidly evolving technology, and the relatively new social media platform of Twitch, and the power of influencer marketing to create the hugely successful energy drink G Fuel. And we're going to be touching on all these topics today. So if you are looking to enter into a new market, if you're looking to refresh your brand or leverage a new marketing strategy, don't go anywhere. Today's guest will absolutely deliver for you. So again, Cliff Morgan, he's the founder of Gamma O, Gamma Labs, and we're talking about his explosively successful drink G Fuel. And his company's been named to the, hope I have this right, the Inc. 5000. List of fastest growing companies for 3 years in a row. So it's a pleasure to welcome aboard the Profit Express, Cliff Morgan. How are you today, Cliff?
I'm doing great, Tim. Thank you so much for inviting me. This is very exciting.
Well, thank you very much. I love having product based companies on. You know, you bought a nice display where if you're on Facebook Live, you can see some of the products that you have here. It's always a lot of fun. And you know what? You're here not just because you've got a great product. You're a local success story, okay? You guys are based out of West Babylon, right?
Yep, and my dad and my sister are both alma maters of this great Hofstra University.
I love it. We're bringing it full circle.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Excellent. But you reinvented yourself. You reinvented the brand. I'm going to get into all this. And you've really done a great job of leveraging technology, a new exploding market in the gaming market, and social media. So let's get back, because I love stories. You know, we like to see, how did you get to this success point? So it was a number of years ago, if I got this right, you guys put in a significant investment, $100,000, to get an endorsement from an MMA fighter.
Right. He was the current heavyweight champ of the world.
So on the surface, sounds like a good idea.
Yes.
It was one of the pay-per-view events or something. There was quite a few eyeballs on it, right?
Yeah. You know, every time they had a new pay-per-view, they were setting record numbers of right. people. The UFC was on a huge uprising.
It's still doing well, but sure.
Yeah. But percentage-wise, though, it was growing exponentially back at the time.
Right.
And there were not that many people interested in sponsoring the UFC, you know, 10 years ago.
Right.
So we were very excited that we were able to land a deal with the heavyweight champ. And it was a real cash drain for us to write a six-figure check back then.
Sure. For any small company, that's a big-time investment.
Right. And we thought that was the, naively thought, that was the ticket to success was having...
It was like, you know, your Super Bowl.
Yes.
You know?
And you hear the stories about how companies spent all of their money, borrowed, begged, and stole, and had one huge Super Bowl commercial, like GoDaddy, I think, is the one everyone talks about.
Yeah.
And then, bang, they were a $1 billion company off the races. And as you and I were discussing, I think yesterday, this was early in the internet when people still had web counters, you know, the counters on their website.
Yes.
So my partner and I were watching the web counter
right.
as the pay-per-view event was starting, and probably used like our last $65 to pay for the pay-per-view. And we were waiting to see the register ring.
You want to see that counter just going, right?
But we were very disappointed.
Wow. So based on, you know, the dollar investment, the fact it was heavyweight champ at the time, MMA, the UFC is exploding, and then it kind of fell flat.
It taught us that people might be interested in following celebrities and athletes, but they're not necessarily going to take their immediate word for something.
Right.
Or the message is certainly diluted when everybody knows that you're a paying sponsor. You know, you can go out and hire the Super Bowl champ from last year's Super Bowl and have right. him hold your product or drive a car.
Right.
But people know that, you know, that's not what got him to that championship. And then ultimately when we did the sampling with the gamers and right. we saw that they had a huge response and that people in their industry would take their word for it because they just believed them because it was part of their organic universe. And that would actually genuinely lead to sales. People would pull the trigger and buy stuff based on other people's words that weren't celebrities.
Right. So it's a much more credible endorsement coming
Absolutely.
From, you know, I'm a gamer, he's a gamer, wow, I'm going to take his opinion versus, you know, the celebrity or the sports athlete kind of endorsement.
Correct.
Right. So let's talk about, your first interesting, it's a lesson learned, obviously, great story. Hopefully you can laugh about it now. And but let's talk about that story as to how you came across the idea of, you know, going from kind of a sports-based drink to the gaming market and handing out samples to gamers who were online to buy Call of Duty. How'd you come across that idea?
So it was very common, and I'm sure it's probably still commonplace at sports nutrition shows where they're selling vitamins, protein, and things to people that are into fitness to sample, especially pre-workouts. Pretty much, even if you're going to Pilates or yoga or you're going to lift weights or whatever, a lot of people drink something before they train.
Mm-hmm.
We were, before this, we made an all-natural testosterone booster, so we were really just a sports nutrition company looking to expand. The biggest part of the market was pre-workouts. So we started making something for people to drink before they would go work out, and we had pretty girls that would go to these sporting events and hand out samples, and that was industry standard. And then I had a guy that did some marketing work for us say, hey, you know, my buddy manages these 11 GameStops out here in Los Angeles. Why don't you send the pretty girls to these 11 stores? Because at 6 p.m., you know, now a lot of stuff is digital download, but in 2012 for Call of Duty, you got online at GameStop and waited right. for the disc at midnight.
Right. Right. It seems like it's so long ago, but it's only, you know, 2012.
Right. But you had a captive audience. Yeah. Nobody else was trying to solicit the kids that were online. All these people, it wasn't just kids. It's a lot of grown men that were really into the Call of Duty franchise. So you had like a good mix demographically of people right. waiting for the game to drop. And they were all waiting online with nothing to do. And after the game came out, they were probably going to go to 7-Eleven and buy some kind of sugary canned energy drink so they could stay up all night and play anyway.
Right.
So we gave the samples out at these 11 locations.
Right.
And when I woke up in the morning, we had over 300 transactions. So this was back when we were trying to have no 0 days. We were trying to have at least one transaction every day on the website.
Right.
And we were most relying on retail brick and mortar for our sales.
Mm-hmm.
And then we woke up and had over 300 sales. So at first we just figured it was fraud. It took her a little while to even understand what happened. And almost all of it actually came from Twitter. So we saw, and a few people did already start to make videos and put them on YouTube, which ultimately turned into a bigger market for us. But right away, what we got
the
was
initial
the
initial response was Twitter.
People on Twitter just saying, I tried this stuff. I was online. I went home. I played great. I felt great. There's no sugar. There's no crash. All the things that you would want a paid endorser to say, they all said, but people believed them.
These guys are doing it just because, hey, wow, this is great. Boom. They make a video and they blast it out.
They were sharing information with their peers.
That's how they look at it.
Right.
They don't think it's advertising or marketing. They just think, hey, I'm letting you know about something I like.
Right. And the demographic is sensitive to the outside people that try to come in there and take advantage of that.
Right.
So they can smell BS.
Legitimate, yes. From, exactly.
Yes.
And this is the Profit Express. You're listening, and I thank you for listening. You want to grow your brand. You want to try a new strategy. Today's guest is a local success story. He's Cliff Morgan. He is the founder of Gamma Labs and G Fuel, one of his top products. And he really has made a metamorphosis. If you're just tuning in, his product went from the sports-based industry,
yep,
founding a whole new niche in gaming. Now, you did the sampling.
Right.
The success was so much better than the UFC, you know, marketing effort. Right?
Yes.
And I'm sure it has to be a fraction of the cost, right?
At the time, it was a fraction of a cost.
Yeah, so. Now it could be a little different.
Yeah.
So, what were you thinking? I mean, how much had to go in? Because, you know, servicing the, you know, a serious bodybuilder, people who are going to the gym, versus servicing, you know, gamers, two very different markets. You're making, essentially, if I'm getting this right, a pretty big change in the company, the product itself, the image. How difficult was that for you guys?
It was almost an overnight transition because it was such a remarkable movement in terms of small amounts of exposure and significant movement on the needle and significant traction that within 3 business days, we had started hiring professional YouTubers and professional gamers to represent us. And we started skimming through the list of athletes whose contracts were up or who was month to month. Because just having athletes go out there and talk about your product, it makes you feel warm and fuzzy when you see those ads, but it doesn't trigger people buying product. And right away, we learned that, you know, A, nobody else was standing there with a checkbook offering any of these people any money to do anything. We were early, and fortunately, in hindsight, I mean, we're really endemic now to the world of video gaming, which is a tough thing for a drink and energy drink company to say they're endemic in esports. But we grew up in that space. We trademarked the official energy drink of esports. We use that frequently. So, but without that, gamers, when they think of an energy drink, they think of G Fuel, and it's because we've been. Anybody that's making a lot of money now playing video games at probably at one time or another over the last 6 years has worked for us or with us or still works for us.
So you guys are the Gatorade of the esports world. You know, Gatorade came up so many years ago and through sports.
Yes, but we're actually legitimately healthy.
I'm not going to argue that part of the conversation, but as far as, you know, it wasn't the exact birth of it, but you guys were really at, you know, the beginning of the wave,
yeah,
from what I'm understanding, okay? Because, you know, listen, doing the research for the show, some of the stats that I'm learning about the gaming market is blowing my mind.
Yeah.
You know, timing was certainly a great thing for you. And then, like you said, because that needle moved so much with that sample exercise, you know, outside of the GameStops, you know, when guys are online to buy Call of Duty in 2012, you guys, that's a great thing about being an entrepreneur. You guys are nimble. You can make quick changes. So you're saying in a couple of days, you were convinced that gaming, esports is the way to go.
Yeah. And then, like anything else, it took us a little while to learn how to navigate within the space.
Sure.
You know, we immediately started switching over and hiring successful YouTubers. But back then, most of the YouTubers were actually making videos about video games. And they were little tricks, just like every other industry. Where do you post the link to your website? There used to be a thing where one YouTuber could host another YouTuber's, could feature it on their website, which they took away a long time ago. But that was a phenomenal a tool at the time. And then obviously being in the middle of it and being able to, as the algorithms change, being able to understand and navigate took a little time.
Oh, I can imagine.
And we didn't have a roadmap to use from anybody else because nobody else was really doing it. We were definitely early adapters. So
you had to figure it out.
Yeah.
Right. You have some time to stick around, right?
Of course.
Not going anywhere. All right, excellent. Don't go anywhere. We have lots in store. We're going to continue the conversation with today's guest, Cliff Morgan. He's the founder and CEO of Gamma Labs, and we're talking about his drink, G Fuel, which is really, and also, you know, how he's really brought together evolving technology, social media, and an emerging market in the gaming market. So if you're listening, you want to refresh that brand, you want to tap into new markets, today's guest is delivering. Don't go anywhere. It's going to continue to be a great conversation